The floor.
Chairperson, High Commissioner for Refugees, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Kenya aligns herself with a statement delivered by the Republic of Congo on behalf of the Africa Group. We gather here at this time when violent conflict is rising. Peace and stability are regrettably being undermined in many parts of the world. As a result, the surge in human suffering and the number of people forced to flee has never been greater. Onward movements are also contributing to continuous influxes of persons. Excellencies, with an open-door asylum policy in Kenya, we have put measures in place to ensure access to basic needs. To enhance this, Kenya enacted the Refugee Act No. 10 of 2021 and the Refugee Regulations of 2024 to consolidate and enhance social economic integration as envisioned in the Refugee Act No. 10 of 2021 and to strengthen access to education, water, sanitation, livelihoods, healthcare, housing, financial inclusion, human capital development. Kenya has a comprehensive strategy called the Shirika Plan. The granting of charter and operationalization of functional boards for Kakuma and Dadaab municipalities that host refugees is a step towards enhanced socioeconomic inclusion and empowerment. The full transition from refugee camps to municipalities will require a multifaceted approach involving collaborative efforts between the government, humanitarian organizations, development partners, private sector, and host communities. We call for your support and that of development partners in implementing the Shirika Plan. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, despite the strides Kenya has made in refugee management, the country faces a number of challenges, including a protracted refugee situation coupled with continuous influx of overstretched resources within reception centers, environmental degradation, adverse impacts of climate change, and the infiltration by human traffickers and smugglers. Against this backdrop and the present global trends, let me note the following. One, violent conflict is a major cause of displacement, and it is causing immeasurable suffering while undermining stability and development. Kenya continues to make efforts internationally in pursuit of peace. While assistance for people in need of humanitarian aid and support is essential, the quest for durable solutions and addressing root causes of displacement remains paramount. Despite protracted conflict, narratives must reflect lessons learned from the past where peace has been achieved and stability restored in a number of situations. We must increase investments in peace. I request you, High Commissioner, and through you to other heads of agencies and funds to amplify the call for peace as a core foundation to prevent humanitarian crisis and to address fragility and to create a conducive environment for development. In the spirit of responsibility sharing, resettlement to third countries and voluntary repatriation need more attention. We have witnessed minimal allocation of resettlement quotas as well as little or no voluntary return. It is therefore imperative that commitments are put into tangible actions by increasing resettlement quotas. Kenya takes note of the proposed sustainable programming approach. It is important to be clear on what sustainability entails for refugees, host countries, countries of origin and donors. It is crucial that countries of origin are fully involved in this discussion. Key stakeholders, particularly humanitarian, development, peace actors and governments should remain fully engaged. In December 2023, we gathered here in Geneva for the second refugee forum and made pledges and commitments towards supporting refugees and stateless persons. Kenya made both national and multi-stakeholder pledges across vast areas. We are concerned about the low matching of these pledges in support of host countries. We urge partners, including private sector, to join the matching efforts in order to realize the optimal implementation of these pledges. On finances, the gaps between available resources and humanitarian needs is a big concern. It is important to ensure that all humanitarian crises everywhere are optimally resourced. We must ensure that there is no forgotten ones. As I conclude, High Commissioner, I'm pleased to report that Kenya has made tremendous milestones in recognition of stateless persons, including Pemba, Makonde, and the Shona. While taking note of these achievements and achievements of the I Belong campaign, I am also pleased to announce that Kenya will join the Global Alliance to End Statelessness. In line with this, Kenya also aligns itself with statement of the Group of Friends of I Belong campaign to end statelessness. High Commissioner, I look forward to continue working with you and your team as you discharge your mandate. I assure you of Kenya's continued support.